So it's June 20th, 2019, with Baba Mandaza Kademwa in Zimbabwe for the Parabola magazine. So, Baba, is it okay to put it here?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Maybe put it here. So, I think the question is, what is important for us to understand about Earth as goddess at this time? What is important for us to understand about Earth as goddess at this time?
It's not only about this time, Mama, that we should understand Earth as goddess or as creator. I'd love to call her creator myself. Humanity has forgotten where we came from. We think we came from your mother's womb and your father's. We actually came from Mother Earth, including your mother and father. They came from Mother Earth. This is the truth that has been forgotten by mankind. She is Mother Earth, yes. She is the creator, yes. She is the giver of everything. Everything that we know of, Mama. You are holding a cup of tea there in your hands. That cup came from Mother Earth. You are wearing warm clothes this morning because it is cold. All these clothes came from Mother Earth. And your body, this human body, is from Mother Earth. That is why when this body leaves the soul, it goes back to its mother during the burial. What comes from Mother Earth goes back to Mother Earth. I don't know where this idea of separating ourselves from Mother Earth came from. I don't know its origin. And I don't know the purpose of trying to separate humans from Mother Earth. The land is life. It is life. It is the tree of life. If we tamper with the tree of life, there won't be life on earth. We are incapable of taking care of land. Mm. Land takes care of us in many forms, in many ways. But humans, we think we own land. Yeah. Since we own it, we can control it. This is what we think. we can do anything with the land. This is what we think, and we are made to think and believe that. That is wrong belief and wrong thinking altogether. We are right when we call a mother earth. Mother of who? She is not the only mother, the mother of only humans. She is the mother of many things, of all things. Just listen to your heart. Close your eyes and think about this land we call Mother Earth. You'll begin to see how big she is. How she owns us all. And we have some thinking that we can heal Mother Earth. We are incapable of healing her. We are incapable of healing her. She heals herself. She is the one who can heal us. So I see the land as a sacred temple. The land is the holiness. The holiness and the wholeness. Because she's everything. This one we call oneness. She is the holy oneness. That's why she is a mystery. It's only those people who are given the eyes of the land who can truly understand the land. Not studying geography. It will give us very little information about this woman we call Mother Earth. That's in brief how I can answer your question, Mama. Mm. You know, she is the spirit of peace, the spirit of truth, the spirit of justice, the spirit of true freedom. Mm. She is the medicine, Mama, that can heal any illness that the Western doctors are unable to handle, that even traditional healers are unable to handle. That medicine that we call Mother Earth can handle anything. She is that important. Tempering with her is tempering with our own lives. We only have one life in life, as humans, one life in life. She has many lives. And if we lose our own one life in life, we cannot get another one, but she can. That is why she is a mystery. She is a wonder. She is a That's why she even calls herself, I am the I am. We are realizing now that she exists. Only now. How about before? Why are we trying to get closer to the land now? What has gone wrong? We declared our own independence separate from hers. She was watching. And Her comment was just, I just want to see how far you're going to go without me. And she's not looking for us. We are looking for her now. But why now? She is the medicine of life that we have separated ourselves from. Therefore, all is not going well in our human world. That is why we are trying to look for her. She smiles when we go astray. She smiles. She looks at us and she smiles. She does not even get angry with us. She watches us do what we want to do independently. And we are going nowhere. We are going in circles around her. Still sitting on her, sleeping on her, walking on her. If she declares independence from humans, where are we going to stand? Yeah, because we are trying to separate ourselves from her. And she, where are we going to stand? Where are we going to grow the food? Where are we going to build these beautiful homes and all that stuff? Where are we going to get the minerals from? If she declares her own independence, we have to connect with her for our own good. Remember, this woman is a big world that has other worlds in her. A world, many other worlds within the world of Mother Earth. The world of humans. We find it in the world of Mother Earth, the world of animals, the world of birds, the world of, you know, different other plants, the world of waters. Find them in the world of Mother Nature, Mother Earth. She's everything. That's why she says, I am who I am. My only warning is that if we mess around with this woman, we are messing around with ourselves. She gives abundantly to all creation, Mama, freely and with love. She is the compassion we look for, and she is the peace we look for. It is true that she is the freedom we seek. She is the unconditional love that we seek. She is the message, Mama, of hope for future. She is the life giver.
It's so beautiful. It sounds, besides her creation, it sounds like she's a spirit.
And she is a spirit, yes. The spirit that we talk about.
Like a
the spirit that we have even given different names. She is nameable. You can give her any name, she accepts that. Some people want to refer to her as the god or goddess. Mm. She embraces those names. But she says, I am who I am. Mm. I am everything, Mandaza. Mm.
How do you get close to her? How do you
By understanding
her?
Who she is. The moment you understand who she is, you come closer to her. as we are talking about her, we are coming closer to her, and she listens. But the moment we abuse her, we are distancing ourselves from her, from the tree of life.
How do you understand who she is?
Go and talk to her, your own way. It could be through yoga, having in mind this woman during your yoga sessions, your nature walks. Think of her, and you're getting very close to her. She will talk to you. She speaks all languages, known and unknown. That is why she is a mystery.
Do we hear her in our hearts? Whisper?
We do. We've got to understand her, not with our heads. We have to understand her with our hearts. That's important. That when you mention the name Mother Earth, you must feel it in your heart. Then she becomes you, and you become her.
It's like you invite her in.
You just invite her in. Just open the door to your heart. She will enter aggressively.
That could change everything.
And she changes everything. You begin to look like her. Not only to look like her, but you become her. So when you become her, you begin to look after yourself well. But the moment you are still separate from her, you abuse her.
And abuse yourself.
You are abusing yourself. This is the mysterious message that she gives us. The healing message. The only medicine that can bring world peace. It's not from the Torah anymore. It's not from the Quran anymore. It's not from the Bible anymore. It's not from any other cultures that we have established for ourselves. We've come back to the real root of creation if we connect with this woman, the earth.
It feels like our salvation is in that process.
It is in that process. It is indeed in that process.
Is there a way we can do that collectively, not just on our own? I think in the West we think always on our own doing something. And I notice here...
Because we have declared our own independence from here. That is why we say in our own Western culture, in our own Eastern culture, in our own indigenous culture, because we are separating ourselves from here. She is oneness. One whole, holy, holiness. If we walk with her, we become her and she becomes us, we heal everything on planet Earth. Everything.
It feels really radical that we could do that together.
Yes, but it must begin with you as an individual. Become Mother Earth yourself as an individual. Then the growth of this big tree of life will expand. We then become a spider womb, spider web. Spider web begins from the center and it grows. Who is this center? It's you as an individual. Are you transformed? Can Mother Earth see herself in you? Can you see yourself in Mother Earth? If you can, then we bring order in this world.
What would she like to see in us?
Beauty, love, compassion, spirit of sharing, laughter. you know, peace of mind, eating good food and polluted food. That's what she wants to see in us. But at this moment, when she looks at humankind, beginning from the food we eat, the waters we drink, the way we sleep, the way we live in life, there is chaos in the human world. She is not yet in us.
What can we learn from the animals and how they, she's in them? How can we...
If you go and visit the animal world, the giraffe has a tall trunk. She can see enemies from long distance. She warns the rest of animals around her. The giraffe can tell where good food is because her eyes are right up. She alerts other animals to say, let's go this direction, there is food. Are we doing like animals? We humans. It's whoever discovered this, it belongs to me and my family. Not with the world of animals. During the dry season, there are other animals that can smell where the water is. Once they walk in that direction of the water, the rest of the animals and birds follow. Are we doing that? If Mandaza discovers a piece of land where there's diamonds, do I alert other people to say, come please, and let's come and share? Now we begin to control. We even create a war to stop any other people from coming near that land where the diamonds have been discovered, where the oils have been discovered.
It's a sense of ownership.
Ownership.
And control is a sickness.
It is a sickness, an illness that those who have eyes of Mother Earth should find ways of healing that illness.
How can we heal that? It's so deep.
Let's go into the nature and we'll learn how to do that. Yes, we are very good at talking about love for Mother Earth. We write magazines about the beauty of Mother Nature, Mother Earth. We we teach a lot about the beauty of Mother Nature, but we are never near that beauty. We are very corrupt people.
Even when we look at it, we make it distant from us.
We observe, we talk as observers, forgetting that we are also nature. Do we truly love ourselves? If we don't love Mother Nature, if you don't become Mother Nature, how can you love yourself? Because we don't know how to love ourselves. That is why we end up growing fruits that can grow, plant today, germinate today, and are on the markets today. How is that possible?
Yeah, as we try to control her for our own, and then we create a Frankenstein.
Very true, Mama.
Yeah.
So we, it's no longer time for us humans to really read more about nature, Mother Earth, or to watch movies about Mother Earth. It's time for us to live with nature, with Mother Earth, to be very close to Mother Nature. Mother Earth, she is you. And we are here.
You're hearing that, I think, growing things. Even if you're in a city, you could grow herbs or plants. Some way of connecting.
Look at what she does, things. Mama. Yeah. Look at what she does. Mm. There are trees everywhere around, in the cities and all that stuff. Mm. what are those trees doing there?
Mm.
Manuring Mother Earth.
Mm.
Every winter season, the trees give their leaves to Mother, back to Mother Nature,
mm.
Mother Earth.
They trust that letting go, don't they?
This is it.
And then the rebirth comes.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we can learn.
We are taking away from air.
Mm.
There is injustice there.
Yeah.
There is no love for Mother Nature if we do that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we give thanks dinner time. Thank you, Mother Nature.
Mm.
By word of mouth.
Mm.
Not by action.
Mm.
Why can't I stop praying to say thank you, Mother Nature?
Mm.
Go and give something back to Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes my powerful prayer. Gija, with no words.
We can do ceremonies.
Exactly.
Yeah, to make offerings.
And to honor her.
Honor her in her own place.
Very true.
Well, everything's her own place. But to go into nature.
Yes. Going into nature means you are going into your own self.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Yes. Do you truly love yourself?
Mm.
If you don't go into your own self?
Mm.
I don't see it that way.
Mm. We can do that on our own. We can do it together.
On our own, we can do it together, you know, collectively, she would smile more.
Is this healing for Mother Nature?
That's it.
Yeah, so it also realigns our selves. Yeah.
Exactly, ma'am. So that's what I see about this subject.
Mm.
It's a subject that we cannot only talk about once in a while. It must be our daily prayer, daily ritual.
Mm.
Yeah. Just when you are in your kitchen doing your dishes, you are holding Mother Nature.
Mm.
The water you are using there, the dryer you are using and they came from her. It's a gift from her.
And you know. As it runs out, we're really aware now.
And that's right.
Because so many places getting more dry, there's so many elements out of balance. And then we realize that we're in trouble.
That's the language she uses, drought, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
You are abusing yourselves, you know. Water is your blood, your people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you treat it?
Mm-hmm. What do you see in the future for us and Mother Nature? It feels like sometimes I think we could, because we're living so badly that we might all die, that she might continue. But I also fear that we are destroying her as well.
We have to build our future from now. I'm so happy that we are aware that our future is blink if we don't connect with Mother Nature.
Yeah, I think we are aware of that now.
Since we are all aware of this, what are we exactly doing about it? Mother Nature cannot do it for us. She has given us permission to do something about it. The knowledge, the wisdom, the tools, she has handed them over to us. What are we doing with those tools to build our future? I always say, you are a future ancestor. And what you know today is going to be passed on from today to the next generations. Is your future as a future ancestor making you happy now? With the story you are writing today, the story you are making today. If your story is not making you happy, you need to revisit that story and rewrite it. Prepare our future now.
To into this new story that we need.
With a new story.
We should write our new stories.
That's correct. That's my advice. That's what I see, you know. If we continue, Mandaza continues polluting the land, and if I become an ancestor, I will influence my future generations to pollute the land. It's knowledge and wisdom passed on from Mandaza to the next generations. So you are the most important beginning of your future. You are the most important foundation for the future. How is this foundation you are building now? How does it look like? Are you happy with the foundation you are laying right now for your future? Is it not going to collapse? Are we not going to sing the same song of saying, yes, things fall apart? Are we not interested in building a future where we'll say things can continue to be built? You know, we don't want things fall apart. We want to see a future whose foundation is going to last forever. You know, then we sing a new song. The future can be built. That's what I see, you know. Yeah, that's exactly what I see.
Thank you, Maharaj.
This subject needs to be talked about, to be shared, almost on a daily basis.
Yes, it does.
In our families, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, you know, talk about this beautiful mother. Bring her in to our homes, a table, you know, celebrations. Bring her in.
Acknowledge what we've been given every breath.
Right.
Every breath.
Yes. Because the breath, the air we breathe is her. If she says, I don't want to breathe through you, what happens? This body goes. You know, the body goes, the life goes, but she remains forever. She is the only creation or creator who never dies.
She recreates
herself in many different forms.
Billions of years.
Very correct.
Sure, very many correct. Forms.
But we can not recreate ourselves.
So all the forms are her. All forms.
Some people refer to her as God, as the Holy Spirit, as Christ, as Buddha, as whoever it is, as Mother Mary. She says, I am who I am. I'm a mystery.
She's a mystery, for sure.
Yes. 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 That is why everything you see that is in existence has a beginning and it has an end. That's why she says, nothing lives forever.
No.
But I live forever. She can make you live forever because she's the creator. Yes, we are now capable of creating new hearts that are planted into people.
Yes.
How long do they live on earth?
No.
That heart is going to fail.
Yes.
That kidney is going to fail.
Yeah.
But her heart and her kidneys never fail.
Wow.
Yes.
They never fail. So lucky to be part of her creation.
Yeah. Yeah, if only humans knew how important they are to Mother Nature.
In what way?
We are very important people because we are Mother Nature's vehicles, created in her holy image. She sees in you black color. She created a black color. She sees in you white color. She created that white color. She is that color of your body. She is that color. She is that form. Human body form. She is that.
No.
That's why she says, I want to see myself in you.
Mm.
And I want you to see yourself in me.
Mm.
When I look at that tree, I must see Mother Nature. Mm. She is that great spirit.
Mm.
That lizard on the rock.
Mm.
She is that beautiful spirit.
Mm.
That hippo.
Mm.
That frog.
Mm.
That eagle.
Mm.
That star. Mm. That new moon. You know, she's all those things.
Mm.
Do we love her? She says, love me the way I love you people.
Mm.
Mm. Love me the way I love you people.
Mm.
She could crush us into nothingness.
Mm.
And she doesn't feel sadness, for she loses nothing.
Mm. I wouldn't blame her if she decided to do that. What we're doing to her.
Exactly.
But she doesn't yet.
You know, she's that powerful and she's that unique.
Mm.
So tonight when you go to your bed, look at that bed of yours.
Mm.
Those are the gifts of Mother, from Mother Nature.
Mm.
The beautiful double bed came from her.
Mm.
The beautiful blankets you are wearing, they are her gifts for us.
Mm.
The hair you are wearing in your head,
those
are her gifts. I am who I am.
Mm.
I am everything. I am peace. I am love.
Mm.
I am freedom and justice. That's what she says.
Mm.
I'm your future. I'm your beginning.
Mm. I'm your end.
I'm your end, yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah. This is what I see, Mama. Look at all this.
Yes.
The gifts from her.
Mm.
She says, take anything you want.
Mm.
But respect what I give you.
Mm. Respect these habits of imagining that we own things.
They're we deep, don't own anything.
But they're deep habits.
Very true.
That have to patiently be surrendered again and again.
We don't own anything.
You know?
We own nothing. Nothing.
That's what we forgot.
Yeah. We have forgotten where we came from. We have forgotten the message. We have forgotten the teaching, like we are talking about this morning. So we need to look back and say, oh, I want to come back home.
Yes, that's it.
I want to come back home.
Yeah. We've been on too long a journey away.
Yes, yes. I want to come back home.
I want to make sure I save this so that in case the battery or anything.